If I say you are wonderful, so many things make me wonder. If I say that you are good, still you're better than the best. And if I say that you are kind, so many people are kind. And if I say that you are beautiful, I said it so many times to my wife. There's no such to your understanding. Your ways are past finding. You are beyond description, Lord. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the prayer experience today. Apologies for the late start. Sometimes when we broadcast off-site away from our usual location, we could have issues with Wi-Fi or we could have one or two tech issues. I hope you do bear with us. Thank you so very much for joining us again today on this prayer experience. Quickly, can you share this video, share with friends, family members, loved ones? Just click the share button. If you're on YouTube, click share. Facebook, click share. Twitter, click share. And what's the other one? Twitch, click share. Also, subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. We want to see that subscriber base grow and increase. If you're live, connect with us. Leave your prayer request, your praise report, and your comments. Let's know what the Lord has been speaking to you. Praise God. Prayer Experience Hotline is there. Take advantage of it. Okay, let's go straight into Thanksgiving. And the scripture for Thanksgiving is Psalm 27 and verse 1. It says, the Lord is. You know, like 2 days ago when I was leading the prayer experience, we looked at a scripture and I emphasized the word is, present tense. The Lord is, not was, not will be. Yes, he is in the past and he is in my future. But what is more important is that the Lord is in my now. The Lord is in my today. The first day of March 2024, the Lord is in my today. And he is my light and my salvation. As a result of that, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And what I want us to do now is thank the Lord for who he is to you, who he is to me. You know, sometimes we can thank the Lord for what he has done or what he will do or for what he's doing. But today I want us to thank God for who he is to you, present tense now. Who is God to you? Who is God to you? What does God mean to you right now as you're watching this prayer experience? He is my light and my salvation. He is the strength of my life. He is my rock and my refuge. He is my hope. He is my life. He is my light. He is my God, and I thank him for who he is to me. He is my salvation. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you praise. We honor you, and we'll continue to do that for the rest of our lives. It doesn't matter what happens around us. We have you as our sure foundation, sure foundation, sure foundation. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's get into the inspired word. And the inspired word today is keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I want to encourage us. You know, you could find yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by weakness, by infirmity, by pain, situations, circumstances, financial struggles, emotional struggles, relationship struggles, all kinds of things. But I'll tell you the most important thing when you are faced with challenges and difficulties and stuff in your life, the most important thing, the number one thing, and you won't find anything better than this, is to keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If you could, if it's possible for you to say that, say it to yourself right now. I keep my eyes on you, Lord. I keep my eyes on you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 12, it says, oh, our Lord, when you stop them, this is Mr. Jehoshaphat finding himself surrounded by a legion, found himself surrounded by an army, found himself surrounded by forces, enemy forces, 5 nations ganged up against the nation of Israel, and they wanted to exterminate and eliminate and get rid of God's people. And the man of God lifted up his voice and he says, oh, our God, won't you stop them? We're powerless against this army that is about to attack us. We are powerless. You know, how many times in ourselves do we feel powerless against that infirmity, against that sickness, against that situation? You just feel powerless. You're like, what can I do? How can I do? What is expected of me to do? You know, all the things that you could ever think about, you have no clue whatsoever. He said, we do not know what to do. And that's an honest, you know, sometimes we need to be honest before the Lord when we come to him in supplication and in prayer. Sometimes just be honest and say, Lord, I don't know what to do here, but we are looking to you for help. That's the New Living Translations. You know, the King James Version says, our eyes are on you. But I like this. Say, we are looking to you. Our eyes are not just on you for just placing our eyes on you's sake. No, we are looking. Our eyes are on you because we are looking to you for help. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, the New Testament version of this phrase. It says, looking to Jesus. How can I keep my eyes on the Lord? By looking unto Jesus. This is Apostle Paul writing to the Hebrew nation, the Christian Hebrew community, in a time when there was persecution, there was trials, there was all kinds of things. He said, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. The English Standard Version says, he says, the founder and the perfecter. The King James says, the author and the finisher. You know, but I like founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So this is an analysis of the situation with Jesus on the cross. That wasn't a pleasant situation. He was nailed on the cross, blood all over his body. He was bleeding. His body was I'm sure, pain racking through his body. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, okay? And then he says, let's go further in that scripture. It says, endure the cross, despising the shame, the Bible says, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Father God. You know, I just want us to, you know, so important that we put ourselves in that place where we are looking unto Jesus. Jesus, in his time of pain, what did he do? He looked unto the Father. We look unto Jesus with the eyes of our faith. If you could close your eyes and just in the eyes of faith, just say, Lord, in this struggle, Lord, in this situation, Lord, in this circumstance, Lord, in this thing that I find myself, I look unto you. I commit myself to you. I put myself in your hand. Lord, in the name of Jesus, come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I look unto you in this scenario. I look unto you in this situation that I find myself. I place myself in your hands. I commit myself to you, Lord, that you are my strength. I cannot go through this without you. I cannot go through this situation without you. I cannot deal with this without you. I do not know what to do. It's only you that can make a way for me. Only you can open the door for me. Only you can help me. Father, in the name of Jesus, will you stretch your hand in my direction? Will you send help where there seems to be no help? Will you send strength? Will you bring joy? Will you bring hope? Will you bring faith into my unbelieving heart? You know, that man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Sometimes you can find yourself in a situation where it's like your faith is not enough. Your hope is not enough. The love you have in your heart is not enough. You feel shut on all of these levels. But that's where I like that scripture. It said, on that great day of the feast, on the last day of the feast, on that great and last day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried with a loud voice. And he said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. He that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that in the place of hopelessness, rivers of hope, in the place of unbelief, rivers of faith, in the place of anxiety, rivers of trust in God will flow. that in those things that we feel we are lacking, those areas we think, oh, we can't measure up, that you will have mercy. You will pour out your grace. You will pour out your glory. You will lift your hand in our direction, like Jehoshaphat, surrounded by the armies of their enemies. And he said, Lord, we don't even have any strength. We don't even have any hope. We look unto you, Lord. Will you help us? Our eyes are on you. And the Apostle Paul says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord will look unto you. We'll lift up our eyes to beyond the hills, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Come on, let's pray this same prayer for the church, the body of Christ. I want us to just pray for the body of Christ, to declare the message of the cross. What is the message of the cross? It's the message of salvation. It's the message of hope. Is the message of God's help. It's a message that we can't help ourselves, but he can help us. When you look at the cross, you see a man who is broken. You see a man who's been beaten. You see a man who is suffering, but he did all of that because of us. He went through all of that because of us. And so that his death, burial, and resurrection is not in vain. That's why we need to preach that gospel and get more people to look on to the cross. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are headed for destruction. But we who have been saved know it is the very power of God. Hallelujah. You see, the cross is not a place of defeat. The cross is not a place of shame. The cross is not a place of pain. In reality, he took our pain so that we can have his victory. He suffered our shame so that we can be clothed with honor and glory. The good news is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him, he says, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, when you look at the cross, you see a man who is bleeding. But when God looks at the cross, he sees my pain, he sees my shame put upon him. And the resultant effect of that is that I'm supposed to walk in his victory. I'm supposed to walk in triumph. Hallelujah. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of God is lifted up, that anyone who looks unto him might be saved. Hallelujah. You know, in the Old Testament, when the people sinned against God and God sent against them serpents and venomous beasts, and Moses was ordered to put a bronze serpent upon a tree, and he did that. And as many as been beaten and were at the verge of dying, when they lifted up their eyes and looked on that bronze serpent, they were healed by the power of God. If we will look on the cross, if we will declare the message of the cross, if we will preach the message of the cross, we'll see more people saved, healed, delivered. Come on, let's pray that the church will direct people to the cross, that we will preach the undiluted message of the cross, that again, especially in this Easter season, it will be about the cross. It will be about the one who died for us. It will be about the one who was buried. It will be about the one who rose from the dead. Easter is not about the Easter eggs. Easter is about the Savior who died for us, and on the third day he rose from the dead. Can we pray that for the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus? That, Lord, it's not about the glitz and the glamour of our services. It's not about the beauty of our songs. It's about the hymn. It's about him who died on the cross. It's about the man of Galilee. The man of Galilee who was beaten, battered, bruised, and who was nailed to the cross, who died the death of a criminal, but he said, it is finished. It means my shame is finished. It means all my sins are finished. It means all my condemnation, they are finished. And all the accusation of the enemy is finished. It is about him. It's about his glory. It's about his grace that he's poured upon me. And not only did he die on the cross, on the third day he rose again from the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To give us victory, to give us triumph, to give us an overcoming life. And Lord, we do thank you for all of these things. We bless you, Lord. We give glory in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for the nations that they will receive this message. You know, Romans 1:16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the message, the good news." Hallelujah. Say, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. It says, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the good news. I'm not ashamed of the message of the cross. It is the power of God that brings salvation. It says, to everyone who believes, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. I want us to pray that many more people will believe over this Easter period, over this Easter season, as the message is being preached, that many more people will come and draw nigh to the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we pray that? Want to pray that for our loved ones? Want to pray that for our family members? Want to pray that for people in our lives? Want to pray that for our work colleague, want to pray that for grandchildren, grandparents, aunties, uncle, cousins, sisters, brothers, you know, sons and daughters who are not yet saved. We pray for them in this season, Lord, that as the message of the gospel, as the message of the cross, as the good news about the cross is being preached, as people reflect and meditate and think about him that was slain, the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that hearts be open, minds be open, hearts be open, minds be open, in the name of Jesus, to receive the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, that they will open their hearts. They will open their mind. There will be faith for salvation. There will be faith for repentance. There will be faith for the turning away from sin to righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no man can come to the Father except by him. There's no other way. The cross is the only way. The one who died on the cross is the only one. The only way. The one who was buried and rose from the dead is the only way to the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, want to pray healing prayers, and we want to just believe God. We want to believe God. We want to believe God for healing and health. We want to believe God for healing and health, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declare the Lord, because you are called an outcast Zion for whom no one cares. The key word I want to bring there is that God said to this group of people, he said, I will restore you to health and I will heal your wounds. And you know, he says, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He says, I change not. If he's restoring to health yesterday, he's restoring to health today. Tomorrow, he will still be restoring to health. He never stopped restoring to health. Can we pray for everyone on this platform that need restoring to health in the mighty name of Jesus? Whether it's a cancerous disease, whether it's just a normal disease, whether it's a terminal condition, whether it's a non-terminal condition, whether it's a mental situation or a physical situation, he says, I will restore to health and I will heal your wounds. Can we pray together? Put those requests, put them down. There are other people on the platform who are behind the scene, who are seeing these and who will be praying along. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we ask of you that you will restore, you will bring back to great health everyone, Lord, who needs healing, who needs health, who needs deliverance, who needs salvation from a pain, from a cancerous condition, from a blood condition, from a bone condition, from a muscular condition, from a mental condition, whatever kind of condition, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that by the power that is in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name that is mightier than the names of sickness and disease, that you will bring about a restoration of health and healing to their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you always hear us. We give you the praise. We magnify your name. We bless you. Be exalted, Lord. Be glorified, Jesus. Father, we lift you up on high, and we thank you in advance for the testimonies that are coming in. He said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We receive the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone who's been part of the prayer this afternoon. Once again, I must apologize. We started a little bit late, but I'm sure you don't really take offense at that. So thank you for your graciousness towards us on the prayer experience sometimes when we delay before coming on. But one thing for sure is we're going to be back tomorrow. It's a Saturday, so it's 6 p.m. UK time. Looking forward to seeing you. Please join us. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Cry, holy, sing, holy, they cry, holy.